Gosnell is guilty. Now what? For the Chuck Colson Center for Christian Worldview, I'm John Stone Street with The Point. Abortion rights advocates are scrambling to separate what they call safe abortion from the atrocities of Kermit Gosnell, who was found guilty Monday of 3 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of involuntary manslaughter. Gosnell now faces life sentences for his crime. But what matters from here is not what happens to him, but what happens to America. While groups like Planned Parenthood, who have resisted any legislation limiting abortion, now soften their stance, that Gosnell's clinic wasn't inspected for 15 years, considering the strange reports coming from patients, cannot be considered a mere oversight. Also, what will happen to grisly late-term abortion? To paraphrase Robert George, if we condemn atrocities committed against children delivered at 24 or 26 weeks, how can we defend atrocities against children in the womb at 26, 30, or even 34 weeks? The only way these questions will be asked will be if we do the asking. This wasn't a spectator event. Let's jump in. For ThePointRadio.org, I'm John Stone Street.